Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
We sum up people pretty quickly. We have expectations about them depending on how they look, sound, even smell. This activity is part of who we are in terms of safety, fight or flight sort of thing. But once that is assessed, what else we might do can be very varied. And we can have all sorts of discussions, in fact in society we are, about racism, sexism, class, religion, identity politics, and more. Because people present to the world in particular ways. I have numerous stories of how people seeing me as a pastor, largely by my clothes, sum me up based on their expectation of clergy, and how, at some point, they admit that I didn't match that expectation. There is humour when we all agree that their original view of clergy was really a caricature, and hopefully humility and learning on my part when I fell below their sound expectation. Just because someone says I'm good or bad doesn't make it so, until there is an agreement about the judgment and the criteria used to make it. Police have sometimes been described as occupational specialists who focus on who's in place or out of place in a particular situation, and also what behaviour is in place or out of place. That gives them experience in helping victims, in following leads and gathering evidence, while it might also get them accusations of profiling. Our summing up, discerning, making judgments can be astute or flawed. How we sum up people affects how we behave towards them. It is here that I think Christians need an extra step in the summing up process. This is because everything about ourselves, our faith, God, Jesus, discipleship, whatever spiritual thing you can think of, for example, baptism or Holy Communion or prayer or being in church with others and so on, is a reality or a truth for us through faith. We can see others who say they are Christians, but it is faith and charity that allows us to agree, and they about us, because we can't prove it. That there is a Jesus or the church or the bread and wine is used by Jesus to be physically, sacramentally, really present with us are all what we believe, and they are true for us, and we live accordingly, but it is through faith. We live by faith and not by sight, or as St. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, we walk by faith, not by sight. So what does that mean when we see people? Well, if we know they are baptized, then we are seeing a sister or brother in Christ. In fact, that is the identity that links us, in Christ together, no matter what else we see. Of course, we don't know most people's baptismal identity. They may be family in Christ, but they may not, and thus they are fellow human beings for whom Jesus died. God so loved the world. The world, that's everyone in it, even the people we are seeing. And Jesus told a parable about discipleship, about how we follow Jesus and serve Jesus by feeding, giving drink to, clothing, helping, healing, visiting the least. And as we did this, we did it to Jesus. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. The goal is to help and support, to be life-affirming and enriching rather than harming and degrading, which doesn't mean we simply do what they say. In the busyness of life, it is easy to forget the extra step, the extra blink of the eyes, the pause to remember who we are and who the person is in front of us. But that is part of living by faith in our world. Seeing what we see all around us and trusting Jesus is with us, and seeking to follow Him. We follow Jesus by how we behave towards the people around us. Think the table of duties in Martin Luther's Small Catechism. And the first thing we should try and do is sum them up quickly through the lens of Jesus. Let us pray. Jesus, our loving friend and Saviour, you have promised to give us your Spirit to be with us forever. Stay within our hearts so that we love others as you have loved us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.